everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with the positive. Yes, the positive mind. WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you some stuff to think about. Let's pick up the spirit a little around here, you know? I mean, I really believe that programs of good information are very, very important. But, let's bring you a little Mozart for a minute. The Mozart Cello Quartet. This is Armand DeMille playing with your spirit. Now you see why we're doing this today. Why Mozart? When we're talking about the positive mind, a music, a psychology program, huh? What's Mozart got to do with psychology? Well, a lot, my friends. You know, during the last week, when we were out and we weren't around, WBAI was functioning sometimes out of my studios uptown. Studio, you know, we built a room so that I could broadcast from uptown as part of a satellite to WBAI with their kind permission. I do, and just a couple of other people at WBAI do that and have the facility to do that. Well, they were up here and they were broadcasting and I was helping them out and I was doing some engineering, learning about engineering from a different level than I knew. And there I was at times a disc jockey because there was no programming. I was going to be doing the positive mind, but what I was doing is playing music for you. And I just loved it. I said, I love bringing extra music to you. What is it about music, huh, friends? What is it about music that tickles the brain so? You know, what is it? I mean, I'm fascinated with music, as you know, and I think music is a part of psychology. Think about your senses. You can't smell music. You can't see music. Well, maybe you could see a little bit. You can feel music, and you can certainly hear music. But can you umami music? Umami, the fifth sense. The sense that helps you bring everything together. Well, that's kind of what music's about. Now, as you all know, probably, I've got a strong musical background. And music has been important to me, but I've been studying the effects of music on some other people. And some of you out there don't give a hoot about music. You don't care. You want to listen to factual radio. Some people write to me and say, will you please stop playing music in the middle of your program? They do. I promise. I know you doubt it, but they do. They say, we're there for information. So music, I think, is an important part. You notice in the last program, they're talking about dreadful subjects. Oh, my God, cancer, survival, cancer. Yeah. Important information. Followed with meditative music. You know. A little Mozart picks you up. Here, you know, you just, if you listen to some of the interesting, fascinating things that happen around the world, and I listen to world music. Take this for example. Now you see that. That. Is absolutely fabulous because it's different. Yeah. It's piano music from Uganda. Ethiopia, sorry. That's Ethiopian piano music. See if you can catch Ethiopia in there. Interesting, huh, friends? Find it fascinating. The author's name is Tigist Ijugo. Ejigo, T-I-G-I-S-T, E-J-I-G-O. But I'm not going to just sit here and play music. I want to talk to you about music today. I want to talk to you about it, and I want to talk to you about the disc jockey of your soul. Maybe me being it. So I'm speaking to some of the people who work with me. I've got these two great people, Gianna and Mary, who are also great sources of information. And I was talking to them about music, and I said, well, what do you do? And one of them says, well, when I'm in the dumps, I play lively music. And when I'm feeling too lively, I play cool music like jazz and stuff like that. But the other one says, when I'm in the dumps, I play dumpy music. When I feel depressed, I'll play something like The Clash or something that really talks about, you know, how rotten the world is. And it makes me feel better. I'll listen to Radiohead or Coldplay, she said. And those, you know, if you listen to those, you hear really heavy negative messages in many ways. But she says it makes me feel like I belong to something. Which is very interesting, because when you think of some of the movements like the punk rock music movement or even hip-hop music, you say, how could it, how far down in the dumps can you get? Well, if you feel down in the dumps, that's one of the ways to pick up out of the dumps, to remember that you're connected. Remember the work that Roberta Atti and I did called the refugee syndrome? It is the feeling that you are alone and not connected to your roots. If music helps you connect to your roots, then it will automatically make you feel like a non-refugee. Therefore, you're no longer refuse, you know, and you feel like you belong to something. Very interesting. Armand DeMille here with you with The Positive Mind. We're going to talk about music today. We're going to talk about the kind of stuff that touches you, because everybody is touched by something else. People feel differently according to your mood. What do you like to hear? I was looking at some music recently, and they did a survey of the most loved and the most hated music. Somebody figured that if they put together a formula, they could, actually come up with the perfect music. So they surveyed people. What kind of music do people like? What voices do they like to hear? Do they like to hear single voices, joint voices, duos? Do you like to hear choruses? What are they like? What kind of voice do they like? High-pitched, low-pitched, medium-pitched, high-pitched male, low-pitched male? What are the ones that people like? What do you think they like to most? What instrument do you think people like to hear the most? What instrument do you think people hate to hear the most? Hate. Can't stand it. Think about your own. You listen to music and this music comes on. What do you do with your ears? What's the one that'll turn you into wanting to smash a radio? You know? Maybe it's meditative music. Maybe it's some jazzy music. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're talking about the psychology of music. And we're talking about how music affects you. And listen, my friends, listen in closely today, and you will be able to go home and choose your mood, because there's chemistry to this as well. The most disliked music. Children's voices. Yep. Children singing together. Is a voice that was figured to be the most abrasive. Now, a lot of you say, oh, I like kid music. I listen with my kids all the time. That's because you're listening with your kids all the time. Do you ever go to a swimming pool where you hear kids' voices and they're penetrating your ears and your, you know, if you're not one of the parents, it is a sound of distress. A child's voice is designed to have the sound of distress in case the child gets in trouble. The reason they have those high-pitched voices is so that if they need to, if an eagle is swooping down and about to gobble them up, they could scream for you, and you, the parent, will recognize their voice out of 100 voices. That's my kid. So that's the reason that when you hear them in a swimming pool, you hear children screaming at the top of their lungs, and the parents are saying, don't, stop yelling, but the child is just doing what comes naturally. Now, you take a bunch of those voices, and you put them on a recording, and you have something very cute for about 3 minutes. But after 3 minutes, it's really tough. Sesame Street sold well for a while, but it wasn't played often. Except for kids. You see what I mean? Kids will like other kids' voices, but most grown-ups don't. And if not for children's voices, the second most hated sound? High-pitched female voices. Yep, opera. The sound of opera grates some people amazingly. They hate it. Do you ever remember hating opera? You remember it? Many people went through this phase where you hate it. You just couldn't stand the sound. Because there's something about the shrill, the high-pitched opera voice that also touches a distress signal in the human body. It's not that you're prejudiced. It's like it's setting off chemistry inside your body. Oh, we're going to get into that. The most preferred sound was a low man's voice, a lower pitch male voice. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine anybody liking a low-pitched male voice? What's the matter with you? Well, anyway, that was the preferred low, that was the preferred sound, medium to low range. You know, a Leonard Cohen level, but above that as well. Nat King Cole level, you know. Somewhere around there, and of course there were modern people as well. The most favorite instrument, what do you think is the most favorite? Give me three favorite instruments that people love. And again, we are talking about chemistry, friends. You think we're talking about the stuff you grew up with as a kid? That's part of it. But we're also talking about how it affects your chemistry. I'm going to let you know about that. The most favorite music is piano and guitar. Guitar wins. Yep, it wins. It takes the biggest piece of the pie. Second piece of the pie, piano. Third piece of the thigh. Third piece of the thigh. Remember, we're getting up to Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? I'll take a wing. The third piece of the pie is the cello. Yep. People like the cello. Deep, resonant voice. Same thing. Cello. Deep, resonant male voice. So, what is the most hated music? Now, this is good, except for Jana, who tells me, no, she loves these. I would thought she was a shoo-in, she said. The most hated music in the world, two types. Bagpipes, and the second one, accordion. And the third, flutes. High pitch hits the wrong nerves. You hear them, you can hear them. Bagpipes. Did you ever get the feeling that you wanted to strangle a bagpipe? Right, especially when somebody has them at a wedding. You know, well, it may be, you know, you may have a Scottish wedding and somebody's got to bring along bagpipes. But it really could get under your kilt. So let's get back to you. Now, we're talking about music. Music is sometimes great when you could feel like you're a part of something. Now, let's look at it. Here, a book, a strange book, The God Gene by Dean Hammer. In it, he talks about drum beats. He said, often the nudge comes, at least in part, in connection with rhythm, the beat of the drum, the cadence of the chant, the stomp of the feet in unison. Music and dance are among the most ancient and enduring of ritual practices. The reason has to do with more than tradition, for rhythmic activity can produce the same sort of brain activity that is associated with mystical states of mind. Yep. A Kung-speaking group of hunter-gatherers living in Botswana and Namibia have incorporated dance and song into their spiritual life in an especially vivid fashion. After sundown, a sacred fire is lit. Then the female singers arrange themselves in a ring around the blaze and begin a complex rhythmic melody. Male dancers form an outer ring encircling the women in the fire. They dance for many hours, beating a trough several inches deep into the sandy ground. As dawn begins to break, the dancing and the singing intensify. Some of the men enter trance-like states. Their eyes become glassy, their breathing labored, their footwork even more emphatic. What do you think they do next, huh? They leave their earthly bodies, entering a state of altered consciousness called IKEA. And they start to make furniture. No. Then during this time, it's believed that they can heal others of any illness and throw themselves into a hot fire with impunity. Here's another one. How about the Whirling Dervishes? Members of the Mevlevi sect of Islam half chant and half shout the name of Allah as they perform their swirling, leaping, ecstatic dances. Did you ever see the Dervishes? Oh, they're fabulous. Hey, if you've never spun around and brought yourself into oblivion, it's wonderful. The Sundance of the Plains Indians is a major communal religious ceremony. Believers in voodoo, like folks in Haiti and other parts of the world, not all the folks, use dance to invoke spirits from the world beyond. Even when dance is performed in a completely non-religious, non-spiritual setting, such as a nightclub, it has the power to take music outside of themselves. What do you think a disco's all about? Help me leave me. You know? Help me leave myself. I wonder if there was a disco song. Never came up with that, you know? Help me get outside of myself. Take me away. Well, there are. Some of them do refer to that. I think of Donna Summer's music as the kind of music that just says, you know, come on, let's spin off the planet. Some music carries an emotional punch. Now, here's an interesting thing. They find stroke victims. They lead to the conclusion that the emotive power of music is independent of intellectual content. Get this. Some people whose speech centers have been damaged by stroke will still retain their musical ability. The Russian composer Vissarion, for example, completely lost his ability to speak and to understand speech, but could still compose music. Even more remarkable is the fact that individuals who have lost their musical ability continue to show an emotional response to music when you play it. One woman whose brain was damaged during surgery became musically incompetent. She could no longer sing or recognize a simple tune like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Nevertheless, she reported that music made her still feel happy. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're talking about music, and I hope you're interested in this, because this is stuff that I think is going on all the time and is in your hands. Your little iPod may be your best therapist. True. I also want to take some stuff from you. I want to hear from you as well today. I want to hear from you about your music and your sense of music. This is Armand DeMille with you. It's A Positive Mind. Just to show you what I mean, here's a little example of it. I'm just going to just give you a minute of mood alteration. Are you ready? Is that the music? Is that the mood alteration music? Let me see. This is the one that's dipped in acid. There it is. Okay. Music alterating music. Mood alterating music. Here's one that alters everybody's mood.
Oh, look. The orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George.
Now, we're just going to do a minute of this. Now, by chance, wherever you're sitting, could you wiggle a part of your body? Your wings are the most important part of your body to help you dance. Your shoulder blades, go with those.
Check the scene outside of Medellin.
could you resist, huh? How could you resist? I feel bad turning it down. You know? Well, then I won't. Mambo craze. How could you resist it, right? By Faz, P-H-A-Z-Z. D-Faz, D-E-P-H-A-Z-Z. Hey, this is Armand Demo with you with The Positive Mind. And we're talking about music. We're talking about music because I think it is very important for us to have a lively program today. Because I've been listening to WBAI and I've been listening to the news. And everywhere I turn, it's dreadful. And the sounds that I'm listening to, oh my God, you know, I don't know what happened. Maybe the election took the blood out of everybody. But everything seems so maudlin. With the best energy in, the highest energy being somebody like Howard Stern, who's lifting the energy for everybody and everybody else. I know. What are we doing? Where are my guys? Where are the people? You know, I've got a couple of friends over at other stations who play some fantastic music. But, and they do here in WBAI as well, but we're going to be talking more about music. Hey, so what is music? You know, and it's, what is it? What is it all about? You know, can you see how it touches you? Well, everybody's individual. You cannot plan to have your girlfriend come over, or boyfriend, or husband, or wife, or kids, and say, well, what music will I play? You want to know safe music? I'll give you safe music. Safe music for just about everybody, because it can't be too depressing. It can't be too lifting. Safe music. When you play safe music, everybody kind of likes it. It's in the background. Everybody could kind of go for it. Nobody says, oh, I don't want to hear that, you know? Safe music. Here we go. Safe music. Oh, wrong one. See? You play Mañana de Carnaval. And Mañana de Carnaval always touches people in a positive kind of way. Maybe the energy is just a little too low, but you could talk behind it. You could do just about anything you want with it. And they speed that up a great deal. So what is it that you intend to achieve when you're playing music? Let's say you have somebody who's got a headache or feels sick. It feels overstimulated. This is a very important key. If they feel nervous, you can do one of two things. You could either play nervous music, which means I'm going to make you even more nervous. You could do that. You could excite them even further. You could match their energy. And that may take them up to the top and over their nervousness. Just like if you would take somebody who's depressed and you play depressing music, they may fall into the depression and under the depression by going through it. If you take a nervous person and you play music that is too silent, like meditative music, and the person's anxious, very tough stuff. You know, they don't want to hear it. If you take somebody who's depressed and you play hyper music, they generally don't want to hear it either. It can't be too far away from them. It doesn't lift them up. You've got to, it's like trying to work with somebody. You ever try to settle anybody down who's very nervous or having a panic attack? If you get too calm, they panic more. If somebody's having a panic attack and you go over and you're all right now, calm down, everything's okay. Well, then they feel like they're faced with death. You don't want to do that. What you want to do if somebody's having a panic attack is match them at their energy level. Go up to where they are. If they're talking real fast, I don't know what to do. I can feel the things happening. And I don't know. I can't get the an airplane in the sky. and the cockroaches and whatever, and you match them and you talk to them at their level. Oh, I understand you're really upset, and I can see you're really upset. I fully understand cockroaches in the airplanes, and I also understand that you probably haven't had a drink of water all day because you've been so worried and you're sweating and you probably need a little water. Here, let me go get you a glass of water. And, you know, just I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. We'll take care of all those things. Here, why don't you take a sip of this water? Good. Yeah, take another one because you've been sweating a lot. Yeah, much better. I see the water's helped you a lot. See, now what I've just done is I started with you at your level. I joined you, I didn't oppose you, and I came down with you. I invited you down. I didn't just present you. I didn't walk over to you while you're having a panic attack and say, here, drink this. That's not the idea. It was the same with music. People like to be met where they are, and then they like to be brought backwards or down. Not the opposite. Jazz is always an interesting bet because most jazz, if it's not too speedy, most jazz people find as meeting them at their levels. Maybe that's a New York level. Jazz is certainly popular here in New York. So we want to find out about your connection to music. What is the stuff that you like to listen to? What is the stuff that you like to hear? And here's a reminder for you, by the way, tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, unless you're listening to this in a recording, you'll be hearing Roberta Atti and Armand DeMille, me, talk about the next in our series on human sexuality. We're going to be talking about the difference between humans and animals and their sexuality. The difference. Not the similarity, but what the differences are and how man and womankind has emerged from their basic biological imperatives to greater choices. So that we're going to talk about on Wednesday. On Thursday, I'm going to be out of town, and Roberta Atti will be taking the program herself, doing it from the studios of WBAI. And she'll be doing a phone-in time with you as well. So a nice thing, my friends. Here we go with you. Now, so I'm now going to bring you... I'm not going to invite you to call in. The telephone number here is 212-209-2900. I'm not going to take your calls yet, but that is the number, 212-209-2900. It's 212-209-2900. Before we go there, I want to ask you more about your music. I want to give you some ideas. Is there a music you heard as a child? Do you have the ability to mouth certain words to songs? Can you remember the words to certain songs that you find amazed that you could remember the words to? To which? Jana was telling us about W2. W2 passed by my building. U2, I'm sorry. That's my tax form. W2, you can tell how hip I am. W2 passed by the other day. The group 1099 comes next. U2 comes passing by our door on some kind of a flatbed going on their way to Brooklyn to do their performance. And the magic of U2, I am told, is that they have these simple, incredibly beautiful songs that somehow, if you listen to it three times, you can remember all the lyrics. Now, that's kind of fascinating. There's certain other music in my life I can remember was just like that. Do you remember that? You remember they would play a couple of things, and you would think they'd be playing it over and over again. But there was some stuff that you could remember so easily. And then there was stuff that you couldn't remember. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. It is just about 1:30 here at WBAI 99.5 FM. Let me invite you on a trip with this description of music. Here we go. No, I will be with you. As a disc jockey, I try. It's the wrong one. Here it is. I'm going to learn. Tony's going to teach me. Yep. Eventually I'm going to have a music show with the rest of this stuff. It'd be AI. I'm going to do that as well, I think. But here, catch this. Okay, now this is a poem. A poem, which is on my website, by the way. If you want a copy of this, you can go to www.thepositivemind.com. And the question is the following. What is music? And a voice answers, I am music. I am music, most ancient of the arts. I'm more than ancient, I am eternal. Even before life began upon this earth, I was here, in the winds and in the waves. When the first trees and flowers and grasses appeared, I was among them. I am music. And when man came, I at once became the most delicate, most subtle, and most powerful medium for the expression of the human emotion. I am music. When men were little better than beasts, I influenced them for their goods. In all ages, I have inspired men with hope, kindled their love, given a voice to their joys, cheered them on to valorous deeds, and soothed them in times of despair. I am music. I have played a great part in the drama of life, whose end and purpose is a complete perfection of man's nature. Through my influence, human nature has been uplifted, sweetened, and refined, and with the aid of men, I have become a fine art. I'm a myriad of voices and instruments. I'm in the hearts of all men and on their tongues, in all lands, among all people. The ignorant and the unlettered know me. Not less the rich and the learned, for I speak to all men in a language that they understand. I am music. Even the deaf hear me. But if they listen to the voices of their own soul, because I am also the food of love. I've taught men gentleness and peace, and I've led them towards heroic deeds. I comfort the lonely and harmonize the discord of crowds. I'm a necessary luxury to all men. I am music. Of T-Gest, T-I-G-I-S-T, E-J-I-G-O, Ethiopia. This is Armand DeMille. Let's talk about music first. If you want a copy of today's program, you would call my office 212-757-4488. But let's take one of your calls right now. This is Armand DeMille with you. Hi there, T-Dub, our engineer, who I am hoping I am entertaining today. T-Dub, let's take one of the calls. Hi, this is Armand DeMille.
Hi, Armand.
Hi there.
This is Greg.
Hello, Greg.
I wanted to comment on the music. First of all, to answer your question, one of a song that I remember from when I was young was a song from Pinocchio, which was When You Wish Upon a Star.
Sure.
Seems to stay with me my entire life. I play myself, and I can find myself at the end of a day where I would normally come home from work and want to go to sleep. If I get together with people and play, I could stay up till midnight just playing, and find this energy seems to come to me miraculously, I say.
So you're saying something very important. There is this thing about family, this about being connected to the universe. And here's what I think kind of music does. I think music is one of those things that breaks down into the molecules as it breaks us down to the molecules and connects us to our own universal God. I think that you're talking about that. You can come home and be exhausted. If you connect through music, you feel a part of and together with everything.
Yeah, I would say that. I also feel that way about the people that I'm playing with, and it seems that they feel the same way about me. When we finish playing after 3 or 4 hours, and we're not playing out for public, we're just playing together, it's as though we've had some personal experience together.
It's like you've had a meal together. It's like you've had, you know, I know because I used to be a musician, and when I sat in a band, and I would play with a band, there was no greater feeling than we made it work. We made the harmony work. We were able to get together.
Yes, that's exactly right.
The ideas were terrific. Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Greg.
Greg.
Gregory.
Okay, Gregory, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you sing me, and I know you don't sing, but would you sing me the lyrics to When You Wish Upon a Star?
Sure.
Thanks. Go for it.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come your way. Now,
do the next one.
I'm not sure of the next lyrics.
All right. As you just sang it. Did you feel it, or were you just nervous singing it on the radio?
I was nervous.
Okay, now get off the nervous.
Okay.
And imagine you were just singing it to yourself.
Okay.
Do it now.
When you wish upon a star,
that's right, Greg.
Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come your way.
Yeah. So now you could see the beautiful part of that for you, you know? Like the wisdom of Geppetto, you know, the wisdom of it is that it makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference.
Right.
How many times has that made a difference to you, knowing that? That you could transcend whatever you got, whatever the baggage is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
just absolutely. I wish I could soar it every minute of my life.
Right. Well, I guess you do because you carry it with you somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to, and especially you. I could hear, you know, you've had your real rough spots, and at the bottom, at the very, very bottom of the pit, if whoever it was it Geppetto who sang the song? No, it wasn't Geppetto.
It was the cricket.
The cricket. If that cricket could have tapped you on the shoulder a number of times in your life, Greg, when you thought you were at your wit's end, well, it did, because he keep it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. 212. 209-2900, this is Armand DeMille. Let's take another one of your calls. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary. Can you turn down your radio completely?
Yes, I just
completely
did.
All the way off? Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to stress, I agree with your point, and when my husband is watching I have a panic disorder, so when I my husband is watching the thrillers or any type of television show that there's screaming or you know, a lot of action, I actually don't sit down in the room. I actually have to leave the room because this actually stirs up all my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it really affects me. So at this point, I'm not around that type of music because I know that it kind of gets my, my anxieties going.
You mean music like Thriller? Do you have your radio down all the way? I think you have it still on.
Okay, let me give it
a lot of people do that. They,
okay,
they
how's that?
Hear
is that better?
On radio. Now we're good.
Okay.
Now, when your husband plays Thriller music.
Well, it's actually
Thriller
the movies,
TV.
Any type of suspense, action, any type of thrillers, any movies like that.
Oh, so he's watching. This is on TV.
Mm-hmm, TV.
When your husband's on watching television or a movie or something like that, and you have panic disorders, you're afraid that you're going to get triggered off the edge because it's stimulating.
Exactly.
And you don't want to get stimulated.
I
you know,
get involved with something else.
Yeah, I understand.
Exactly.
Now, listen to this. What was your name?
Rosemary,
listen to this. Here's a trick that was invented that's great. And I know a lot of people are going to be grateful for this. Cordless headphones are an amazing thing. You can get cordless headphones, and you could put them on your ears,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have a cord, and you could hook it up to your TV, and here's the deal that you and your husband could have. One of you could have cordless headphones. If you listen through cordless headphones, it's better sound than he'd ever get on television,
mm-hmm.
and there would be no sound in the room. He would be listening, and there would be no sound coming into the room. So that's one option.
Okay.
One option is for Christmas. Cordless headphones, good quality ones. Good quality ones. You give them to him, and you tell him to listen. Now, here's the other option. Let's say he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't like it for some reason. You could put them on and listen to soft music while he's watching television. You could hear something from your radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You could listen to my voice on WBAR.
Exactly.
And you could still be in the same room.
Mm-hmm. I usually do get involved with something like that, listening to, going into another room and listening to.
But what I'm saying is right now, the way technology is, you don't have to be in separate rooms.
Right. Right.
See? So get him a, try it out.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
Great idea.
I just want to tell you, there are very cheap ones, there are very expensive ones, and there are the middle ones. The middle ones seem to be doing the best for people. The very cheap ones seem to pick up everything, like your neighbor's conversations. The very expensive ones seem to be a little overkill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Sure. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille talking about your relationship with music. Hi there, you're on the air. Hello there. Hi there. Yep. Yep, hi, this is Armand DeMille, you're on the air. Oh, I know someone's there, let's try again.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, who's this?
Gino.
Hello, Gino.
It's been a while, I've given a buzz.
Sure.
I'd just like to say thank you and Alberta for the givingness that you provide. You're so key being there, and I really appreciate you. And what you're saying about music, I've always retained this quote I've heard over the years that music is the bridge to the infinite. And I think all of us, we kind of get stuck sometimes, stagnated on the earth, and I think this bridge comes along being music, or love, as you also rightly said. And it opens us up to, just to flow and not to feel damned. So we can flow with the universe and dance with it and draw some strength to deal with the troubles down here.
Well, I think that's kind of important because you're saying two different things. I know what you're saying about music is the connection to the universe, because I believe that it is true. There is something about breaking down music to the technology of music. It kind of goes down to these little... If you imagine the notes of music became little tiny ions in your brain, it brings you there. Love, I think, is a different kind of thing, but I think a love feeling is accessed very often through this universal throb of music or the harmony of music. So I think that music does magic. I know that drum beats do a lot of magic. I used to watch when I was a drummer, I used to watch what would happen if I got into a rhythmic drumming. You get into a rhythmic drumming and people just kind of, something happens to them. Especially if it's like regular drums, conga drums and stuff like that. People love it, mambo kind of drums. But even if you did a drum solo, In fact, let me see. I've got one right here. It just touches him. So I appreciate your call. Let me play one for you.
I appreciate you being there.
Thank you. We'll be here. So here's a little something. Catch this. You're not aware of it. You're not a person who plays music. The drummer is working his butt off here. When I say working his butt off, this is makes Gene Krupa look silly. Interesting, isn't it, folks? So that was me. I mean, I was a drummer when I was young. And as a drummer, I would find that you get into these moments, these incredible moments where you're just sweating up a storm and really working it out. And as you got into this rhythm and this dance, people would follow with you. Now, everybody would think that the primary rhythm of a band was the drummer. No. It's the bassist. You barely hear the bassist. But if there was somebody who was in charge of a band, I'd say the bassist had the strongest influence in a band. Now, I remember when I used to play, it was mainly big bass fiddles. Paul Chambers, those kind of guys. They play these big, enormous things. And they would lay down the rhythm that we, the drummers, would follow. And, you know, the piano is a percussion instrument. That also would come in, and that would set your rhythms for you. So now all these rhythms, and then a guitar would come in, another percussion instrument, and it would start, well, actually, it's a string instrument, isn't it? But it is a percussion instrument. It's both. And these rhythms are set up for you. Now, if you're not, don't play instruments, you don't really hear it. You hear the whole thing together. But here, just another little shot at this. Just listen only to the drummer. Oh, no, actually, listen only to the bassist. Watch what happens. See the play between the two? The play between the drummer and the bassist? Boom, 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 boom. Now, hey, this is Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind. Bringing you some stuff before the holidays. You know, we are coming up to holidays, friend. And I want to give you my warnings. Holiday time, starting with family time, is tough time. Tough time. Things are okay. Get a little music going in your family if you could, but it's very hard to do at a family dinner. They play music behind your family when you're having a family dinner, you know? What do you kind of put on? I strongly recommend a little Ethiopian piano music. It's just kind of great. Just something. It's there in the background, and it's kind of creative, and it's kind of pulling you together in some way. And wherever there's some missing harmonies, the music will bring in your harmonies. 212-209-2900 is the number here. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. Let's take another call, T-Dub, if you don't mind.
Hello.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hello.
This is Meredith.
Hello, Meredith.
I didn't expect you to pick up. So
how do you like that?
Taken aback. I'm actually a trained singer, and so I had a lot of different influences growing up in the household, all the way from opera to rock. And I've found that in my life, it's everything has informed me in a really amazing way.
What do you mean everything has informed you?
Well, it was like a potpourri. It was like a smorgasbord of different musical styles growing up in the house. And I guess my first influence was probably in the church, was probably singing hymns. My father is a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving on from there, my brother is a pianist, so I used to go to his piano lessons as a kid. So I absorbed, you know, like Beethoven, Mozart, and then conversely, you know, he'd be playing rock music in the home, like Aerosmith and Iron Butterfly and stuff. And I find that in my life, all this stuff has really had a profound influence on me, and I've become something of a hybrid as a result of that.
Sure, so you wind up doing a lot of things. But, you know, it's an interesting thing growing up in music, especially with your father being a minister.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a minister. And in a way, it is through music that you could sometimes make the most positive connection with your family. In effect, by being close to you, by being there with your dad and singing with your dad, or being the kind of person who your dad pays attention to and voice, it's a way of having him, you know? It's a way of getting close to him.
Absolutely. And he used to, it was funny, he has kind of a funny voice. It's sort of a tremolo to it. And but there was so much emotion in his voice, you know, and hearing him, you know, up in the pulpit singing. And it did have a very intense connecting effect on me. And I find that the music I love the most, I'm stylistically diverse, I love everything. But it has to have a certain melodic arc to it, like a cry, so to speak, something that really comes from the heart for it to really get me. I love melodic music. I love birds.
You love something that has a yearn in it.
Yes, yearning, longing, that feeling. You know, I remember growing up as a kid, you know, listening. The radio used to play on the school bus, and I would just latch on to these songs. It was just like medicine for my soul. And I always tell my friends my favorite song is Dream On, which is an Aerosmith classic.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Just because it's really like my anthem in life, you know, because it's hopeful and yearning and crying. It's like everything at once.
Oh, give me the first stanza.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer, the past is gone. It went back like dust to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues and life to pay.
Great. I thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
212-209-2900. You got your own favorite coming up in the background, huh, my friends? 212-209-2900. You know, it's kind of amazing. It's wonderful to hear people and their friends. Music becomes your friend, becomes your buddy. You know what I mean? Music is like, where do I go home? I'm going to put out a record. You know, I'm going to, my watch television. No, I think I'll listen to Miles Davis. You know, what a choice. You'll listen to Beethoven in the morning. I think I'll go running. When you go running, what kind of music do you put in your ears? Right? Well, you want a rhythm that's driving you along. But that's besides the point. So music has become so important to people who have such a lost sense of privacy by the invasion of so much stimulation around them. If you think about all the stimulation each of us have to face every day, everywhere we walk, there's sound, there's noise, there's everything coming at us. And it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to be living with that all the time. So we get to a point where we could reconnect with ourselves through the beauty of music. So, my friends, I say, even though you may neglect it, get out there. Go find it. Do what you can. Keep it an active part of your life. I think that it will do you wonders. This is Armando Mill with you, with The Positive Mind. I will play you my single favorite piece of music as we go out. This is Ben Webster doing Tenderly. It's hand music, you know what I mean? I'll be back with you, tomorrow, Roberta and I will be doing a thing on human sexuality. And we'll be back with you shortly. If you wanted a copy of today's program, you would call 212-757-4488. That's 212-757-4488. T-Dub, it's up to you from here, but this piece runs about 2.5 more minutes. You'll make whatever station decisions you have to make.
Must be responsible radio people and play this very important information for